Hi, everybody. Welcome back. This is the third episode now. Hope everybody's doing pretty good. So today I wanted to talk about living a double life. And it sounds kind of funny and like I'm joking about it. Because like I'll refer to it as like the Miley Hannah double life. But this is something I've mentioned to people before. And it's also advice I've gotten from my own mentors that I reached out to in my life recently. And it has a lot to do with, you know, if you're working a 9-to-5, if you're doing something, pretty much whatever you're doing for work, like make sure that's one life. Like that's your Hannah. So to say, that's your Hannah. When you have, not that you're fake, not that you like put on this wig and you're a whole fake person, but you know, you like are your professional version of yourself. And you're probably more responsible and you're, you know, you try to get your job done and you try to do a good job and please your coworkers, do what your boss asks you to do and whatever, serve the people that you're serving. And that's what you do during the day. But what I've learned in the past, I guess, almost maybe a year or less than that, is it's so important to like take the wig off sometimes and live your Miley. So what I'm saying by that is sort of along the lines of, I'll give you my own personal example. From May to December, I was in grad school. I was like, work, 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 study, 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 study. And I just never did anything fun. I didn't socialize. Like, if you're listening to this and you haven't heard from me since May, I'm so sorry. Like, no one heard from me. People have just started hearing from me now. And, like, it's May, July, May, June. I skipped a month. May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Like, that really wears down on you. Like, I didn't quite grasp the concept of taking a day off, taking time off, and doing fun things with it. Like, I can compare it to working out. All the experts tell you, you know, take a day off. Like, it's good. It's okay. It's beneficial to you if you take a day off from working out once a week. If you're like a crazy gym person, or, you know, you just take care of your body most days of the week because you need a recovery day. And they will tell you that the recovery day will help you stay consistent. It will help you continue working out. It'll help you to see more results. And that's so important with everything. Like with your work too. Like we have weekends for a reason. And if you're working on Saturday, make sure you take Sunday and just relax. Take it as a day off. Recover. Live your Miley life. Do things that are fun to you. But it's also like at night. So like when you get home from work, I'm trying to think of the numbers. One of my friends just told me I was kind of surprised at how many hours of free time we actually have. Let me see if I can find it. Scrolling. Okay. Well, he said like something like 112 hours of a week if we're awake, and that's our free time. If we sleep for 8 hours a night and you work 40 hours a week. So if you have a 40-hour if you have a 40-hour work week, and then, which is pretty standard, maybe you work a little more, maybe you work a little less, so your numbers will vary. But still, if you work a 40-hour work week and you sleep 8 hours a night, you have 168 hours of free time. But you're sleeping for a lot of that, the 8 hours. So then you have 112 hours that you're awake and you have free time. Which I was like, oh my God, it doesn't, like, my mindset has made me feel like I just haven't had that much time. But that is so much time. Like, it's way more than I thought. 40 out compared to, it's like a third of your free time you're working. Hopefully that math, yeah, 4, 8, 12. So it's so exciting. It's like you have a few hours, most likely, at the end of Monday, at the end of Tuesday, at the end of Wednesday, and however you decide to spend it is like your free time. You know, that choice is up to you. So every single day, you can live your, go to work, you know, it's good to be somewhat enjoy it. But if you don't, make sure you live your little Miley life at the end of the Monday. Like, have something you enjoy. Are you going home and are you watching The Bachelor? That's something you enjoy, but plan it out, you know? Like, before, on Tuesday night, you're laying in bed and you're like, if you really don't like what you're doing, you're trying to find the positive in it, or even if you really do like what you're doing, have a life outside of it, so that your whole day doesn't revolve around the good and the bad that you really can't control so much when you're working. Like, you can control yourself, you can't control other people, but you can control what you do after work. Like, are you gonna do something for yourself? Are you gonna, you know, are you gonna go to a workout class? Are you gonna watch a movie? Are you gonna watch TV? Are you gonna read a little bit of a book? Are you gonna listen to a podcast? Are you gonna do a face mask? Are you gonna watch Taylor Swift's new documentary, which is so good? I did cry. So good, so good, so good, so good. Maybe I'll talk about that more in another episode. Maybe not. You guys can let me know. But yeah, so basically I got so worn down that I wouldn't have been able to continue if I didn't take a break. So what happened was I ended up getting so, so sick. I think the first week of January, because I never took a break. So my body was basically like, bam, forced break. You're going to sit and you're going to do nothing for a week and a half, because now you're so sick and you have the flu. Because I forgot to get my flu shot. That's another thing. But I would have gotten something. I would have gotten some sort of sickness, because I wasn't resting on my own. So my body was just kind of like, you need to do this and we're going to make you do it. But now it's like, okay, at the end of the night, I leave work at work. If I need to do more, I'll stay there an extra hour. But I'll leave it there. I'll come home. Or I'll, maybe not, I'm coming straight home, but I'm going to do something that I enjoy in every single day. And if it's a crazy busy day, I'm going to do something I enjoy for 15 minutes. And it's so weird to me how I can work for, say you, so like I get in the car to go to work. Well, I'm not going to include that part because it takes me that like about an hour and 15 minutes. And that, I consider that me time, but anyways. So it starts at 7:30 technically. And then I'll be there until like 2:30. And then on my really busy days, I drive to near school. I go to a workout class and then I grab dinner and then I go to class. And then I'm out of class at 9:30. And then I come home and I go immediately to bed because I'm up at 5:30-ish the next day. And even though that sounds kind of busy, or people usually react like, oh my God, you have such a long day. It does not feel that bad, because in between the little breaks between things, I'll do something that I like for 15 minutes. And then I think it adds up, like I'll do something I like during my lunch break. That's 15 minutes. I'll do something that I like between the, when I get to my workout class, like right before my workout class, up until my workout class. And then during that time, like, during my little dinner, I'll do something that I enjoy for 15 minutes, and I just feel like, oh, that's all I needed. Like, it's, now I can get through the next section of the day. And, like, it's made such a big difference on just my attitude about my day-to-day. And on weekends, I was working a lot, like, self-motivated, self-inflicted, working on the week, on, like, Saturdays and Sundays. And now it's like, I really don't need to do that. It's called working smarter, not working harder. Or at least if you're going to work hard, make sure you're working smart too. Not just busting your butt for, and not actually getting anything done. And like, efficiency has helped too. Because I love what I'm doing. Like, I love my little Hannah Montana phase. I need to stop referring to it as that. But I love, like, my Hannah Montana phase. Why did I refer to it again like that? I like what I'm doing teaching. I really do. But sometimes it's going to be a really good day and the students were vibing. They were getting along. They were talking. They were there. They were actually like present in the class. And it's just like, oh, wow. Like, I actually feel like I, you know, taught them something today. That's awesome. And then other days, it's like, oh my God, I just don't, like, am I getting through to them at all? Or like, I don't feel like giving a presentation 5 times a day for an hour long, if that makes sense. Or I don't, or if I'm tired, sometimes I'm like, ooh, I really wish I like had a mundane job in a back office and like didn't have to talk to people today. But if I show up and it's like, okay, I'm going to take even between like meetings, between things you're doing, I'm like 5 minutes. I'm going to look at not emails. I'm going to look at something else. I'm going to reach out to someone and be like, hey, I'm going to send them a funny video. I send one of my friends TikToks on a daily basis, and that's fun for me. But then it's like, then I'll stop and be like, oh, okay. It just feels like it was a long time that I was doing that, even though it was, if it's only like 5 minutes, it's so relieving. 10 minutes, even more relieving. And then if you have like a couple hours, a few hours at the end of the night, that's a lot of time. You can like, if you want to work out, you can work out. You can like cook dinner. You're watching TV, play a board game. I don't know, but that's so much time to do fun stuff. You want to go online shopping? 3 hours of that? So fun to me. That'd be so amazing. But yeah, so pretty much just include things in your life that are fun all the time, because you can't really control. Like, I think this has been, like, super serious because I'm, like, trying to motivate you guys to, like, do, like, be successful and stay positive and all that stuff. But also just, like, have fun sometimes. And maybe it's just me that needs to work on that, but I'm hoping some of you also get that. Like, you get so caught up in working that you forget about, you know, reaching out to your friends or just like going out to dinner and having time to do nothing. Having time where it's like, you don't need to do anything. So what are you going to do? Like, have time to be bored. Being bored should be like a great thing, because then it's like, oh, what am I going to do now? Like, I have nothing else left to do. So set aside that time for yourself to be able to do that. And let me find, I did not have the quote ready for today, so I'm just, there's so many good ones though. I have a like a ranking list. Let's see. And again, a few of my friends have wanted to record with me, if you're listening to this, and I'm really excited. So on future episodes, you're gonna get some guest stars talking about different things. And let us see. Ooh. Nope, that's not relative to this. Also, if anyone's listening and you want to let me know how your week's been, please do. I always enjoy those. And here's other, there's so many things about dreams and stuff like that. And everyone always talks to you about perseverance and getting through, but people forget that like taking a break is part of it. Maybe because human nature is taking breaks. But here we go. Albert Einstein. Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. Well, that's not really related. It had the word balance in it. But I'm not really sure. There's so many motivational quotes about nothing's impossible. The word itself has possible. Yeah, but sometimes you just need to take breaks. Oh, this is good. E.E. Cummings. I like this one. We're going to go with this one as a closing quote. The most wasted of days is one without laughter. And that's pretty related. If you're not enjoying every single day, like, make a change. Change your attitude. Change something. It's got to be fun. Got to do something every day that you like, even if it's 10 minutes long. Preferably, it's more than that. All right. Good night, everybody. Hope you have a good night. Bye.